Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, now joining us outside the Beaver bench. That one stings, doesn't it, Tom?
Oh yeah, no, it does sting, and we gotta forget about it. We gotta move forward.
Seemed like you guys had some trouble getting some shots there in the overtime. Bowling Green did a real good job of getting in the shooting lane, at least for the first 7 minutes or so of overtime.
Yeah, we weren't getting shots, but we had decent possession though, bits. And I look at the shot chart periodically, just like you guys too, and I knew it wasn't moving. But I also, it wasn't like we were getting, they weren't taking the play to us.
Their forecheck caused you some problems in the first. What adjustments did you make?
We stretched and slashed and chipped, and we backed them off.
Obviously, come playoff time, you know that it could be a fluky little bounce that gets you a win or a loss. But, boy, on both ends of the ice, there were some fluky goals tonight, weren't there?
Yeah, there was. There was. There was. You know, that's what happens on these type of games.
Well, the second power play unit sure seemed to play well on the first couple of power play opportunities they had, moving the puck around. They've come through for you before. They obviously got a big power play goal for you to take the lead in the second. It's that kind of game, though, isn't it, Tom, where it's going to go back and forth when you're playing a team like Bowling Green?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is what it is.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Bowling Green wins by the final score of 4-3.